I'm excited because Youth Express this week begins with a pair of brothers from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and I want to introduce you to them, and I'm about to do that. Today we have Amari along with Aaron. It's like the A-team. Hi, Amari. How old are you?
11.
And where do you go to school?
Assumption School.
Assumption School in Bellevue?
Yes.
I live in Avalon, so we live... Well, do you live in Bellevue or Avalon?
No, but I play basketball in Avalon School.
Yeah. We aren't at Avalon School? Yeah. That's right down the street from me. What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth.
And what do you like to do for fun?
Play basketball.
And are you making foul shots? It's a little tough.
No, that's not my best thing.
No. What's your best thing? What do you like to do?
Three-pointers.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good at those, not foul shots.
That's pretty amazing that you're good. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening at home?
Hi, Mom.
Who else is in your family?
My brother.
What's his name?
Mikey.
How old is Mikey?
He's turning 10 today.
So it's you and Mikey and Mom, and then anybody else?
My other brother, Sean. And then my sister, Alexa, and then my two dogs, Eva and Nyla, and then my cat, Mia.
Wow, you've got a big family. Now tell me the names of your other brother and sister. There's Mikey and...
Sean. And Alexa.
Alexa.
My sister.
Okay, and how old are they?
My younger brother is 10, which is Mike. My older brother is 13, which is Sean. My sister is 11, like me.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Let's meet your big brother. If you had to describe your big brother in one word, what word might you pick?
Awesome.
Well, here he is. Awesome Aaron.
Thank you.
Sticking with the alliterative theme here.
Lots of A's.
Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Aaron Margo. I live out in Moon Township, work for Total Quality Logistics, and got involved with Big Brothers about 6 or 7 months ago and got paired with Amari. And, it's been great since that start. You know, I'm married. I have a son and a dog. So, you know, my wife, Abby, and Benjamin, my son, might be listening. He's 7, so him and Amari have met, and that was pretty awesome for them to get to meet each other. And then our dog, Minnie. So it's been a fun ride over the past 4 or 5 months with Amari.
That's great. And one thing I happen to notice is your company does something remarkable, TQL. They're one of the few, if not the only, companies that actually encourages staff members to take part in Big Brothers Big Sisters and reimburses any expenses associated with that.
Yeah, so it's been a great program with Total Quality Logistics. One of our vice presidents of the company, Nathan, was a little back when he was, a little kid, and he's still engaged with his big now. So he's also big as well. So through the company, we get reimbursed each month for any of the activities we do. With our little, all we got to do is turn in receipts. So it's encouraged. It's nice to not have to worry about a financial burden to be involved and to be able to do different activities. So it's a real big production in terms of making sure things go off well from our marketing side and our teams. But in Cincinnati, it's a big thing. Our owner's done things with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, rappelling off buildings to help raise money. Big people or big participant in Bowl for Kids' Sake there. And just in each community we're involved in across the country, we, our TQL Cares teams really take care of us. So it's awesome.
Well, that's great. So, Amari, have you thought of what you might like to be when you get older?
I want to be an NBA basketball player.
You love basketball, don't you? Are you on a team?
Yes.
What's the name of your team?
The Archangels.
The Assumption Archangels.
Yes.
That's a nice name for a team. Have you played many games?
No, we haven't played one yet.
Okay.
We were supposed to have scrimmage today, but it got canceled.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I would imagine that Aaron might play basketball. Does he?
He did.
Yeah, he's pretty tall. So did the two of you ever play together?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our first outing. We went and played basketball and ran around. And what else did we do? Played football and baseball. So
yeah.
We went to the park.
A couple baseballs.
Yeah, we lost a couple baseballs because you hit them in the woods. So So, yeah, that's been one of the fun things with Amari is he's very active. So it's good to be able to, you know, if we want to do something, we can just go play sports and work on his basketball skills.
So, Amari, do you remember when you first met Aaron? How old were you? How long have you two known?
I was 10.
So you were 10, so it's been about a year?
Yeah, we met in the summer, yeah.
So what was it like to meet for the first time?
Cool.
How bad? Were you nervous?
No.
No? What was it like for you?
I was probably more nervous than Amari, I feel like. You know, it's great to be involved in the program and talking with the match coordinators and things like that. You learn a little bit about, you know, the match you're going to get in the family and things like that. But, you know, it's just that first meeting, you know, is are they going to catch on? Are they going to like me right away? Are they going to be excited? Is he going to be shy? And, you know, when I met Amari, he came running from the car, immediately knew which one I was when we met. He had written me a letter, which is very nice. And, you know, he was very excited just to, you know, start building a relationship together, you know, in a sense, and starting to, you know, he just wanted to have fun, which was a big thing.
Well, that's really cool. So what kinds of things do you like to do together besides basketball?
Eating.
Eating? Do you ever cook or do you go out somewhere?
I go out usually.
And what kind of food do you like? Like, where do you two like to go?
We've been everywhere. Where'd we go first? You've been to Taco Bell because you like Mexican food. We did Cheesecake Factory. We went to Burgatory.
Firehouse Subs.
Yeah, so it seems like every outing we have, we end up getting some sort of food.
And when you went to Burgatory, did you create your own hamburger?
Yes.
Yeah, Amari went with pretty much everything you could get on a hamburger, right?
I got one thing is I got something bigger than he did.
Yeah, he gets the big thing, yeah.
You must have a pretty good appetite. What subjects do you like in school best?
Gym.
Besides what do you like?
Besides gym?
Reading.
Reading? Have you read any good books lately?
I'm reading Wonder.
What's that about?
It's about a kid that has a face deformity.
Really? What an interesting book. Is it based on a true story?
Yeah.
That sounds like
it. The kid's name is Augie.
I've never heard of that book. Are you reading it for school or just?
Yeah, for school.
That sounds like a great book.
And then he has a sister named Via.
Mm-hmm. And is it about how he copes with having that deformity?
Yeah, like how he gets to school and stuff because he just went and got into middle school.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a really good book to read. We also have with us today Erica from Big Brothers Big Sisters. She's just been beaming, thinking how great these two are, aren't they?
They are. They're one of my favorites. They actually had a group match meeting. Amari and two of his other siblings were matched on the same day, and then the fourth sibling was matched about a week later. So it was a big group powwow, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh my goodness! So you're three. Your two brothers and one sister are also matched, so yeah. There's eight of you, which is more than enough for a basketball team if you choose to do it,
yes.
Right? You could have enough players to have some sit out occasionally,
right.
Too. That's pretty amazing,
yeah.
All told. Have you ever gone to see where Aaron works?
Yes.
I'll bet it's what's it look like there?
It's big.
I'll bet.
Fun.
What's made it fun?
He has Nerf guns there.
Nerf guns?
He has a mini basketball hoop on his office door. He has a big, thing that you hit, and it makes that gong noise.
Got a gong? Ping pong table?
The gong. Yeah, the ping pong table.
These sound all like essential things that you need if you're in the growing field of logistics.
Yes, very important things for our salesmen to have. So,
yeah, you have to have a little bit of fun when you do it. Well, speaking of fun, I have a patch for you to remember your visit by. I've got a sticker, and I've got a pass to the Children's Museum, along with a disclaimer. This pass expires at the end of the year. I want you to we can get you one that expires at the end of next year if you're not going to go today.
Well, that works. Thank you.
And we'll mail it. if we go, the museum prints those generally about once per year, so it's kind of funny where you're right at the time when oh, you're already planning. Oh, I see what you're thinking about.
What are you thinking?
What says four?
Four.
I have five people.
Oh, you want to bring the whole family?
Oh, well, we can do that.
You want to bring the brothers and sisters? No, you're so thoughtful.
You're very thoughtful. We will find another pass. I had one in my hand a minute ago. They just slipped through my fingers.
that happens, yeah.
But we'll take care of that. We would love to have you here as our guests. You are really thoughtful. What do you think makes a good brother?
That I'm always active.
Mm-hmm.
I always play with them a lot.
Yeah, that's it's not always easy to do, too, right? There's probably times you want to do other things. I just saw my brother this week. I don't see him very often. And we had a lot of fun doing things together. Anything else you'd like to say?
I love Assumption School.
You
go to Assumption?
You go to Assumption.
And I like it. Yeah.
I like Assumption there, too. It's a great school. Anything new at Big Brothers, Big Sisters that we should think about?
Well, we're just gearing up for our holiday party for the kids. It'll be coming up in a couple of Sundays. And then going to end out the year with some good numbers and hope that we get a lot of new volunteers with their New Year resolutions ready to come in and volunteer.
Excellent. You can learn more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh at bbbspittsburgh.org. And the two of you are a great pair. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And I hope we'll get a chance to see you again in the future. There you've got Aaron and Amari from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, representing Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and Total Quality Logistics, where Aaron works, and Assumption School, where Amari goes.